This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. According to a report from the White House last year, more than 500,000 people in this economy don't have housing. And along with that, almost always comes a lack of access to basic sanitation and health care. You add COVID-19 to that mix, and you can see real quick where that leads for people living without shelter. From the San Francisco Bay Area, KQED's Molly Solomon reports.
The West Oakland homeless camp sprawls across several blocks in an empty lot near the freeway. About 100 people are currently living there. Dale Smith is talking to a few of them to spread the warnings about COVID-19.
It's scary, huh?
It's extremely concerning. That's why we should be trying to take this seriously.
Smith is a housing advocate, and he says people at this encampment had questions about their ability to protect themselves from this virus.
It's potentially going to affect a lot of people around here. Because there's only one porta potty that's barely used and a hand washing station that doesn't work either. That's definitely far from sufficient.
State health professionals say homeless populations are at high risk because they often suffer from underlying health conditions, get limited medical care, and lack access to running water. Kent Dole has been homeless for 5 years and worries that his Parkinson's disease makes him more vulnerable to the virus.
Yeah, it's not easy to change your whole lifestyle to wipe up everything you see.
Leslie Deegan had heard about the novel coronavirus.
I just continue to do what I do, which try to treat my body good and wash my hands, and that's about it.
That kind of basic sanitation can have a big impact on limiting the spread of coronavirus. Danielle Williams is a primary care doctor with Roots Community Health Center in East Oakland. She visits camps twice a week to treat patients.
And the biggest thing that the CDC or anybody has said is hygiene, hygiene, hygiene. But how can you do that if you don't have access to water or shower?
Williams and her team are warning encampment residents, but they note that those residents can't do much without more washing stations. In fact, the Federal Housing Department recommends that local governments offer washing stations to people living at encampments to prevent the spread of infectious disease. Berkeley has installed 20 sanitation centers at encampments. Sacramento County has ordered batches of Purell for homeless residents. And in San Francisco, Mayor Lyndon Breed released $5 million for hygiene at shelters and residential hotels. She says the city will also use RVs to isolate homeless individuals if they test positive for COVID-19.
We need to be prepared for any situation, and that's exactly what we're doing.
What these emergencies highlight is our basic failure of our system to serve the most vulnerable amongst us.
That's Josh Bamberger. He's the associate director of the UC San Francisco's Benioff Homelessness and Housing Initiative.
And if we can use these emergencies to improve the long-term health of our vulnerable populations, then it can be a wake-up call.
In California, most homeless people are living unsheltered, outside, or in structures not meant for human habitation. In Oakland, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.